We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Definitely hard to part ways with a guy that's been very instrumental in our success here over the last 4 years. And again, I can't thank him enough for when he came in and how hard he worked and what he taught me along the years. And obviously, I wish we can keep everybody. We've made a lot of changes this offseason, lost a lot of veteran leadership, Steph being one of them. I guess that's the nature of the business. And going into year seven now, it just kind of is what it is. I don't get paid to make changes on the team. I get paid to be the best quarterback that I can be and try to lead the guys on this team.
Bills quarterback Josh Allen there talking about, obviously, the departure of Stephon Diggs, what he meant to this team, and, of course, well, now what do we do from here? Bills in the NFL draft coming this Thursday. You'll be able to hear round-the-clock coverage starting at 7 o'clock. After Shope and Bulldog, it'll be myself along with Zach Jones and Nate Geary all weekend. You'll hear us on Thursday night, you'll hear us on Friday night, and you will hear us on Saturday throughout the entirety of all of the Bills selections. I'm terrified of the Bills holding on to pick 248. The last pick of their draft.
It took me a second to realize why, and I was that, but no.
The waiting will kill me.
Well,
figuratively.
And as the draft goes on, the picks take longer and longer, even though they should be taking shorter and shorter.
Exactly.
And it just drags on. And whoever's running a broadcast, I'm sure they need sponsors to run over a certain amount of time. I remember one year we were out of here by like 3:30 because they went through those rounds so fast.
Yeah.
And the NFL must have been like, no way.
Oh, my God. We didn't make nearly enough money.
Time.
Yeah, we didn't make nearly enough money here.
The sponsors were upset that we didn't go the extra 2 hours.
But no matter how long it takes, we will be here. We'll have, obviously, player interviews from conference calls when players get selected. We will be able to hear from a bevy of guests as we go along because, hey, you know, we're going to be able to get in touch with people on the fly and hear from them as well. So we're going to have ourselves a grand old time, whether we like it or not. So we hope that you join us, though, if you have to have it on in the background or if you don't want to talk, if you don't want to hear about the 18,000 sob stories in the NFL draft prospects from ESPN or something. Don't worry about it. We've got you covered here all weekend long. TJ, I'm using the metaphor again of the whack-a-mole, and you don't know which receiver we're going to pick, but it is tiresome at this point. We're here, but it's also the time of year where you do not get to believe anything that a general manager, coach, or even a source says anymore. We're in smokescreen season.
I would say I make it almost a point to not watch any videos of any NFL GM, try not to read any quotes, because it will only make me loopy to just pour over it and be like, what are we trying to do here? I will say that Brandon Bean more or less is straightforward when it comes to his draft talk. Very rarely throws a smokescreen, is usually very upfront about what he's looking for. So I'll give him that. I do think people, I did, and I know I just said this after, I don't look at these quotes, but I, you know, looking at the,
you happen to see them.
I happen to see some Brandon Bean quotes from this week, and the one big one he said about not having the big number one, I think that was a lot of context was taken out of that. I still think he wants the number one guy. But they're also not going to, I don't know if they're going to move heaven and earth to get the guy that they want or if they're comfortable to stay where they're at. Just because there is this bevy of receivers, this is such a deep draft for receivers.
It is such a deep draft, and something that Greg said in that last segment, Greg Thompson, when we talked to him, was you know, one of the best ways to hit a bullseye is to have more darts. And in this draft, with this draft class, yeah, more darts sound like a great idea. However, I'm still...
Historically,
you know... Like,
Brandon Bean's not a dart haver.
No, he's a go-getter. He likes to go get. And obviously, there is a difference between trying to trade up into the top 10 and moving up ever so slightly in the second round or more aggressively in the second and third rounds. They don't have a third round pick. I think they want to try to do whatever they can to get one. And there's so much speculation still that we have to go through that I never want to feel like I'm repeating myself, but there's so many dang options, I don't think I can repeat myself this year. That's the
For real.
Fun and interesting part of it, yet also the tiring and nauseating part of it is there is a bevy of options. There are almost too many options. What do you do from here? There's a Bills big board staring me at the face with these Zuba patterns here, and if they take any of these players, I'm like, all right, cool. I don't really have a strong opinion on which ones not to take. I think the only one that I'm really like kind of weary on is like Keon Coleman, but that's pretty much it. That's my conversation.
I try not to get too stuck on guys I don't want them to take or guys I know they don't want them to take, mostly because the last time I was really big on not wanting to take a guy,
they took the guy.
They took the guy, and it's worked out great.
You were also, you like me, were also dead wrong. I know what you're referring to.
Correct. Yes, exactly.
There were plenty of us that were wrong about
exactly.
that.
Exactly. So I don't like to play the game of, well, that's definitely the
I'm
guy
not playing
I don't want
scout.
To take. Correct.
But also, the wide receiver room looks like Khalil Shakir, Mack Hollins, and...
Was I going to say Asante Samuel?
Oh, yeah, Curtis Samuel.
Asante.
Yeah. Asante Samuel.
That's a blast.
That was a guy. Isn't There's another one now, though.
This isn't name some guy's show. This is Sports Talk Saturday.
But this is, but there is an Asante Samuel in the league now, too.
There is the junior. That's
yeah.
right.
Oh yeah, my. That's. You see that cane over there?
We're staring at Marvin Harrison Jr.
Yeah, it's pretty much the same feeling.
Like,
same feeling.
And it just happens all the time now, too.
Don't get old, kids.
Yeah.
But again, this is. Such a fascinating draft, but again, I don't care. If you just take one of these guys, I'm going to be perfectly happy because, again, Curtis Samuel, Khalil Shakir, Mack Hollins, and a bunch of flotsam and jetsam at wide receiver right now. No disrespect to the players lower on the depth chart. I just don't think that we're going to be speculating if Justin Shorter is going to get 60 targets this year.
If he did, that'd be cool.
That'd be cool, but I'm not going to say it because everyone will think that I'm loopier than usual.
I thought you were going to end that much sooner than
Jewel. Oh, you were ready to correct me.
Yeah.
I knew you were.
Yeah. It's okay.
I know what I'm about. But this is the most fascinating draft probably since the Allen draft because picking a wide receiver is fun. Needing a wide receiver is, it's a lot of fanfare. It's a sexy pick. Quarterback is a sexy pick. You need these sorts of things, and people get excited about them because they help drive points. Points is revenue. Revenue is money. Money is coverage and love of your favorite team. And the Bills need a guy like this. The Bills need one of these fun, fascinating picks. If we were talking about needing a center in round one and that's it, we're not having as much discussions right now.
I would love to have those discussions about needing a center with that pick.
I mean, they still could take a center
I know,
with that pick.
That's true.
That's the fun
that's
part
true.
About it. That's
I,
the fun
just,
part. They can pull the wool over your eyes.
It is funny that this is, what, year seven of the Bean McDermott regime.
Mm-hmm.
Still never picked a receiver this high in the draft. So I'm also grappling with that in my brain of...
The historical part.
But... Also, historically, when Brandon Bean has needed a guy from a certain position and it made the most sense to practically everybody looking at it, he picked the guy that made the most sense. Ed Oliver was a guy that I heard about so much before he was just available at the pick and they picked him.
Yeah, they're like he fell to 9 and you're like, okay.
Yeah.
And the Bills probably ran to the table with that card.
Right.
So, finally, this is just... it's wrapping up here this week, and now we get to be reactive a week from today. Now we get to be looking at who are the Bills that are coming in. Who are these new Bills? That's going to be the most fascinating part. From there, all the speculation, the whack-a-mole that we're playing, it will be over a week from today. And I think that part, I'm welcoming that, but at the same time, I'm also not going to go ahead and say that I'm going to miss it either.
There's certain parts about the draft. It gives me, and I'm dealing with this with the Sabres right now, of just like, man, I pumped myself up for the draft for so long,
yep,
for so many years. And don't get me wrong, the draft is important. It's probably the most important part of any NFL team. But I don't envy anybody who covers this all the time and is constantly learning about new players.
The coverage starts in January.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's still a Super Bowl to play, and the coverage starts in January.
It arguably starts in August.
Yeah, that's
like, as soon as the college season starts.
That's a good point. All right, well, speaking of good points, now we're going to switch gears into the next segment and make good points about people that are not making good points in sports. Of course, that is the Booty Cheek of the Week coming up next. And there's a lot of targets, a lot of darts to fire, so to say. We'll keep some metaphors up here. See which ones we hit on the Booty Cheek of the Week coming up next here on Sports Talk Saturday. You're listening to WGR.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.